Hey everyone, I'm Paul Vodra.
Hey everyone, I'm Tony Pareko. And Paul, I'm no longer missing you.
Because we're back together again.
For Hometown Sounds. Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast, where we show you how DC rocks. Paul, it's great to see you again.
That's right, Tony. Great to see you, too. I did the last podcast solo. You did the podcast before that solo, because 2014 has been really, really busy, and that is what we could manage. And now it's March, and someday the weather will be really nice, and it's going to be awesome, and we are back together playing DC music for Hometown Sounds.
We were talking a minute ago before we started recording. You said that we united together again, like what?
Like Voltron.
What's Voltron?
Voltron. What's Voltron? Well, I'm a little older than Tony, and yeah, I grew up in the 80s when we had the best cartoons. Voltron, Transformers, all kind of great stuff like that. That's my whole childhood right there.
Never been big on the mech tech shows. It just all seemed way too dramatic and destructive.
Yeah.
I like a little more grace. I was more of like a Sonic kid.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was a band called Big Air. Big Air is a garage duo from Charlottesville, Virginia. The track was Sound of a Barking Dog. I learned about Big Air last month or a little bit prior to that on a column on Pitchfork, which is called The Shake Appeal, and they highlight new garage releases. And I was like, oh, dang, that's a DC band on Pitchfork. Neat. They have a new cassette out called Buds.
Cassette. Yeah.
But you can also download it on their Bandcamp page for $2. And that is a steal. You get 7 songs for $2. And I think that's kind of neat.
And no cassette player required.
Yep. None of that. So I don't know about you, DC, but I'm really sick of winter. We're recording this on Sunday afternoon. There are some calls for some pretty massive snow that are going to happen overnight. I'm done with it all. I'm done with the cold, all the extra clothes I have to wear, potholes on the roads, all the extra work. So I want to sort of give you a little fantasy set right now. I want to play a set of 3 songs that are sort of folkier, more Americana-ish, which, as you may know, is not my go-to genre. These are some really warmer songs. There's something about Americana that suggests some sort of better climates. The first of those is from a band called Smoke and Mangoes. The track is called One Bottle Short. They're from Poolsville, Maryland. They've all known each other since they were 7. And if you're a drummer, they're looking for you. They have a member who plays both guitar and does some drum work with his feet. And he just turned 21, so now he can get a beer in the mix. So I think he's running out of hands and feet to do stuff with. So if you're a drummer, give them a shout. This is One Bottle Short.
Sunspots till we're finally made. found it in you. I got a place in my head that is in front of a catastrophe. I got a bit of self-esteem, that's all I'm trying to make you ask me. I got a blessing with my heart, got a fastball that a lot has gone off. I am ready to be every last one who I was, a promise I can roll.
Honey, if you're lucky, we won't have to say goodbye. We'll just fade away to nothing as the years go rolling by. And all that digging memories of me out of your mind. Honey, if you're lucky, you won't even have to try. Honey, if you're lucky, you won't let me take you home. In the morning light, I might be ugly like you've never known. In your own reflection in the bathroom might not come so clear. Honey, if you're lucky, you won't have to break that mirror. Something so sweet. Turn on. honey, if you're lucky, I'll catch you when you fall. I'll figure out this knot and free my hands once and for all. Here I'll come a-running when you're tumbling off that wall. Honey, if you're lucky, you won't even have to call.
Okay, so the latter part of that three-song set. First was The Girls Upstairs with a song called Hope. They're from College Park, Maryland. Twee, but kind of punk too. Really cute. And then after that was a new act called Stranger in the Alps, which is the project of a one Steve Kolowich and Lewis Weeks. And Lewis Weeks, who is an electronic musician who's really responsible for sort of all of those electronic textures you hear that are really, really nice and warm, and I feel like I'm in a nice jacuzzi that's kind of keeping me out of that mean winter weather. Also, a couple other notes about Stranger in the Alps. On Steve's Facebook pick for the act, he is rocking a totally baller polka dot bathrobe. I would like to see him on The Sound and the Furry, which is a blog that has pictures simply of indie rock guys with fierce beards. That is on an album of the same name, which he put out this past December. And fun fact, it was mixed by Corey Foley Marcello, who is the man behind Kitchen Noise, who we've done a live fix on.
So now we're going to transition the whole rest of the show to electronic music. We're just going to totally change gears because that's my jam. I love me some electronic music.
We're going to go from my warm folk fantasy to the cold electronic reality of what's going on in DC right now.
Exactly.
I mean, what will be come tomorrow morning.
Right, but with the people listening to this podcast, by the time we get it out, they will have already lived through this, whatever this is. What if it's all rain? What if it never actually snows? Then we're going to look like idiots.
That could happen.
Yeah. So anyway, next up, we have, this is an interesting thing. This is a world premiere right here. No one's heard this before. This is awesome. This is a Bad Domes remix of Black Checker. Now, that's just crazy right there. So Bad Domes is a guy named Rich Strayer, and he puts on these insane shows. And I'll be honest with you, I haven't been to see this show, and it really is driving me crazy because I want to go so bad. A lot of live sequencing, remixing, dancing around, glitter.
Projectiles, glitter, confetti.
Yeah, big old mess, and it looks like a ton of fun. So Rich got in touch with me about putting out some remixes of some DC bands, which I think is an absolutely awesome idea. And I'm really hoping that more DC bands will take him up on the offer of doing some remixes and we get a whole EP or an album out of this. I think that'd be totally awesome. So without further ado, this is the Bad Domes remix
of Bagel Girl
by Black Checker.
I walk up to the counter, see an unfamiliar face. I say, hey, sup, how long have you been working in this place? Well, she says, number 52 is ready, can I take your order, please? Guess I'm having everything toasted light on the cream cheese. Bagel girl.
grab the big knife, cut into a fresh 1D. I pause to search for the words, hope my order's not too steep. Well, I never trusted my own instincts, maybe I'll change just for you. As I open my mouth, she says, would you like a coffee too?
Hey.
Let the record show that during the recording of that song, Tony got up and put on his coat.
All this electronic music is making me cold. And in fact, right now, I'm going to put on my Pop-Tarts hat.
Oh, man. That is snaz.
And if you turn it around,
yeah,
it says Xbox 360. Paul, you might have to explain a little more with what's going on here.
Dude, I don't know what's going on with your hat, man. That's crazy.
It's reversible.
Pop-Tarts and Xbox 360?
Yeah, I was over at my dad's like a couple of years ago. And, you know, my dad does all kinds of like Coke rewards where he gets rando free stuff. And there's this hat lying around. I was like, can I have this? And he was like, totally. And I was like, yes. Like, you know, some days I'm feeling a little more Pop-Tarts. Some days I'm feeling a little more Xbox 360.
So that was Man and Woman with a song called Do It Right. Now, Man and Woman, brand new. I think this thing came out actually on Friday. This is actually a pairing of DJ Provoke and Eau Claire. And we have featured Eau Claire on the Hometown Sounds podcast. I think it was last summer. Remixing Clones of Clones. They are two new disco DJs in DC now collaborating on producing tracks. That came out on Wallflower Food Recordings, Volume 3, which is a weekly dance music compilation series. And the whole thing is for free download. You can download that one song if you want. You can download the whole thing. You can download weeks and weeks of dance music and learn you up on this stuff, Tony.
The party never stops.
Absolutely.
So when you say dance music compilation, is it like a SoundCloud playlist? Is it a... How... When... I'm stuck on the word compilation. How do you mean?
The one track that I got from Man and Woman is available on SoundCloud. And I just looked up on their website. They have a blog. And every track is a blog entry. And I guess they label the weeks by volumes. So it seems a little weird. Like, you can't just download the whole Volume 3, the whole Volume 2. They're individual tracks. But each one has a little blog post about them, telling you about them, what their genre is, where they're from. Kind of crazy. I mean, dance music in general is more singles-oriented or DJ mix-oriented. So that makes sense of how they would present this here.
Okay.
So next up, we have Output Message. And we have featured Output Message on the podcast. It's been about a year and a half, actually, since we've featured Output Message. This is Bernard Farley, one-third of Volta Bureau. And you know what? Volta Bureau has been kind of quiet lately. And I'm ready for some new Volta Bureau, personally, because that's some awesome stuff. So Output Message has a brand new EP that just came out this past week on Baltimore's More or Less Records called Asteroids. And that's in advance of a new full-length album called The Infinite Void that comes out on March 25th. We're going to play the title track from that EP called Asteroids. Thank you.
Would you go with me?
So that was a brand new remix by the Silver Liners of a song called Young by Ploy. And both synth-pop bands coming together, remixing. I like that. I like to see the synergy in the DC bands. That song came from Ploy's second EP, Young for a Moment, that came out back in August of 2013, which is a free download on their Bandcamp page, as is the remix that I just played. So get all that. Before that, we had Pentamon,
which is the project of...
Oh, no, sorry. We are not allowed to say who that is a project of. It's a secret. It's kind of an open secret. If you really are curious, you could probably Google it and figure it out, like, who is Pentamon. But anyway, I'm not going to tell you who Pentamon is. Pentamon is the moniker of a well-known producer in DC when they want to produce the dark techno and tech house kind of stuff. That new song was called Virgil, and that is on the brand new DC electronic music record label Cuff Records that just launched with some founders, including my friend Marcus Dowling, who once upon a time did a DC music podcast called Scout Sounds. So that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. And so it's time for me to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcatching app.
And if you enjoyed this podcast, please throw us some stars, 4 or 5 preferred.
We're on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine at Hometown Sounds. You can check out our music video of the day or listen to our 24/7 music stream at our website, hometownsoundsdc.com.
You can also listen on your iPhone or Android smartphone using the free TuneIn app.
Which is a great app.
Yeah, it really is. I checked that out the other day.
Awesome. And if you want to submit DC music to Hometown Sounds or sponsor the station or give us some feedback about how great we are, please email me at dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And to support the musicians you've heard on this podcast, buy their music.
And see them play live.
All around town. One last track on the Hometown Sounds podcast for this episode. This is a new track by the All Good Funk Alliance, which is a duo of Frank Coetto and Rusty Belichick. They collaborated with Melbourne, Australia beatmaker Copycat to do a complete remake of a song called Fakin' the Funk. This came out in 1992 by one of the early 90s hip-hop group's Main Source. And if you are really into early 90s hip-hop, you know who that is. And if you are not, you do not know what I'm talking about. But that's cool. They tracked down all the samples. They went to the website Who Sampled Who, tracked down all the samples, and recreated the whole song in their own style. And it's pretty awesome. I hope you dig it. See you next time.
Put everything together.
Paul, I think I'm starting to get my head around this electronic music. You gotta dance to stay warm. See you guys later.